Good morning, I'm John Slagers. The Lamar City Council gave approval to place $83,000 toward employee wage increases. Usually this expenditure is approved in May. It's brought up at this time so the pay raises can allow for council input as they consider the new city budget. The $83,000 will be distributed among 23 city employees. It is consistent with a 4% increase in the 2025 budget year. The council also approved the city's Convention and Visitors Bureau recommendations for 2024-25 projects. The list of seven events bring a total of $34,800 in support. The council also approved the allocation of $85,000 toward Convention and Visitors Bureau operations for fiscal year 2025. A Morris couple has been charged with multiple counts of neglect in a case of a child sexually abusing other children. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation charged Caleb and Jill Haverdink of Morris with seven counts of neglect of a dependent person, Class C felonies, two counts of mandatory reporter violations, and one count of false report to law enforcement. Caleb Haverdink was employed as a deputy of the Sioux County Sheriff's Department. Sioux County authorities turned over investigation of the case to the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and the Clay County Attorney's Office in order to avoid a conflict of interest. The criminal complaint says the Haverdinks had prior knowledge of a child in their care committing acts of sexual abuse against other children and took no meaningful action to mitigate the child's conduct or protect the children under their care. The investigation concluded Haverdink's conduct was contrary to the mission of the Sioux County Sheriff's Office and his actions violated established policies and procedures. Sheriff Jamie Van Voort said he terminated Haverdink's employment with the Sheriff's Office on February 14 due to his off-duty conduct. Republicans in the Iowa House have voted to provide a 3% boost in per-pupil state funding for public schools in the next academic year, as well as a 3% increase in state payments into education savings accounts for private school students who will qualify for the program. Representative Phil Thompson, a Republican from Boone, says the plan calls for $3.8 billion in state spending on public schools in the next school year.
I am proud of this investment in our public schools, especially when we put it in context with the other pieces of the education funding puzzle that we're bringing forward this year on teacher salaries, paraeducator pay, school security infrastructure.
Representative Molly Buck, a Democrat from Ankeny, says with a 3% boost in per pupil spending, the 116 public school districts with shrinking enrollment will raise local property taxes to fill a gap so next year's budget isn't lower than this year's. House Republicans plan to vote later to set beginning teacher salaries at $50,000 within 2 years. They're also proposing a $15 an hour minimum wage for paraeducators. Republicans and Democrats on an Iowa House committee have unanimously voted to dismiss an ethics complaint against Republican Jeff Shipley, a state representative from Birmingham, Iowa. Sarah Parris of Johnston accused Shipley of defaming her on social media, and her complaint alleged that it was a violation of the House Ethics Code. Parris is president of a nonprofit that distributes free books with sexual content that have been banned in some schools. Shipley has accused her of distributing obscene material and has said on social media that she should be under criminal investigation. The chair of the House Ethics Committee says the complaint seemed politically motivated. Shipley, in a written statement, says the Ethics Committee shouldn't be used as a forum for personal grudges. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slager.